Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, the sun has come out, the people are locked in, and it's time for Johnny and Arnell Live and Loud!
Did you say live and loud?
Live and loud!
It's absolutely kicking off in here, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yes, it is. I'm hyped up for today's show.
I'm absolutely jumping in my seat.
Yeah?
It's like I've got ants in my pants.
Oh, uh-oh.
Yeah,
just like Joe from last week.
No, after last week's story where there was actually spider down pants, I have to clarify. I haven't really got ants in my pants.
No.
They're metaphorical ants.
Okay, but still jumping, though.
Yeah, they're still jumping. They are making me jump, that's for damn sure.
Oh.
So, Arnell, for all those people who maybe haven't listened to Johnny and Arnell live and loud on FUBAR Radio, what are the kinds of things that people might expect to hear?
Oh, my gosh. There's so much for them in this show, you know. 2 hours of jam-packed fun, madness, and wicked tunes. So what we're going to have first is we're going to be talking about what's trending, what's going to be going on in the world of entertainment, and what's been grinding your gears, and what you guys have been talking about.
All right, so yeah, absolutely. On social media, we're interacting with that for
sure.
Also, there's a lend an ear section. That's turning into a bit of a highlight for a lot of
listeners. I reckon this is everyone's favourite section of the show now.
It is. People just love to hear that other people are having a worse time than them in life, aren't
that's
they?
That's what it is. It's our Jeremy Kyle portion of the show.
Yeah, just we're wreckheads, just right in saying, yeah, I've got massive problems, help me out, and then we make fun of them, and then basically go, yeah, we've gave you no advice, but we're laughing.
Good luck, though.
Yeah, good luck in your messed up life.
Here's a number for a local counsellor, you can see.
Exactly, the Samaritans are good at this.
Oh, yeah.
Call them up.
Citizens advice.
Yeah, don't jump off that bridge. Johnny and I now are here to help. Actually jump.
Listen to the full show before you jump. No, that's the thing.
Please do. We've also got a blast from the past section,
oh,
haven't we?
Oh, blast from the past. Oh, yes.
And we have this little section is where we get a little buzzword.
Mm-hmm.
A buzzword that inspires a story from both of us and songs that make us think about that story that we bring up.
Oh, yeah.
And this week's buzzword is television, I believe.
TV.
TV.
Okay. So stories and songs that...
Absolutely. Okay. There's going to be some good ones this week.
I'm already thinking. If you want to send in your suggestions for next week, or if you want to send in some problems, then just at us at Johnny and I Know on Twitter.
Or at Johnny I Cochran or at Arnell.
No, if you want to do it personally.
Yeah, I mean...
personal messages.
Yeah, try not to tweet it just outright because everyone can hear.
Yeah, yeah, make sure it's like a private message, yeah.
Because
I might retweet it accidentally and then...
Exactly. If you want to talk about that rash that just keeps growing all over your body, then don't do that.
Hey, I told you not to bring that up.
Well, you know, unfortunately, they want to hear this. What the people want to hear.
Okay.
You know, they want to hear what cream you're using, mate.
Oh. Astral. We also got a special guest in the building.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Who is our special guest this week?
We've got none other than the fantastic Kate Lucas.
Okay, Lucas, fantastic.
Yes.
She's absolutely amazing. Can't wait to get her on Johnny and I Know Live and Loud. And it's good to actually get a female influence into her. You know, the testosterone bubbles away.
That's what
otherwise,
it is.
Isn't it?
I mean, I was wondering why it gets so hot in this room. It's us.
Yeah, absolutely. it stinks in here as well.
It does. It's a BO building.
Yeah, lots of BO. It's B.O. occasionally mixed in with a bit of Lynx Africa. It's
was it in school? Do you remember?
Year 8 changing room, definitely, in here.
In school, it's right after P.E., everyone would just get out their deodorant cans. Like,
yeah. I smell good.
You used to put it on like it was perfume, just all over yourself. Just
exactly, but none of the kids actually had any armpit hair, so they weren't even sweating. They didn't smell, and then they're just spraying Lynx Africa so no one can actually breathe, you know. Lynx, by the way, Lynx Africa is the best of the Lynx brand.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Is this another one of your adverts at the top of the show?
Well, there are other fantastic deodorants and a shower gel makes, guys, so I'm not... Don't listen to me. Actually, do listen to me. You'll smell good.
If you are going to recommend them, make sure to add Johnny O.
Yeah, exactly. I might get some freebies.
Lynx Africa freebies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Little samples.
Stash through the door. Here's your Africa, mate. Let's go. Apart from that, I know we also have spoilers on screen.
Oh, yes. And what are we going to be discussing, Johnny?
Well, we know what we're going to be discussing, don't we, to be fair?
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
That means that we were going to be discussing this week's Game of Thrones, which is just blowing up right now.
It was just too
big. Absolutely blowing up. There you go, like that, yeah.
There was a lot of explosions, actually.
Well, yeah. Not really nuclear ones, because I don't think nuclear has been invented in those kinds of
times. Give it time. I got my dibs on Arya Stark.
What, that Arya has a secret nuclear bomb?
Oh, yeah. You don't know what she's up to with them assassin crew.
I'd love to watch Game of Thrones with your mind. Quite frankly, just going, oh yeah, that Arya looks like she's
got a finger on the red button.
She looks like she's packing a little nuke there, definitely.
It was a big episode, so we will be spending some time on Game of Thrones this week.
Absolutely. Mm. Apart from discussing all these amazing things, we've also got the music that we've now become.
Yes.
We've become renowned for playing.
Yeah. Thank you for people that have been sending feedback about the tunes and telling us that you like the tunes that we've been playing. So thank you.
Was there anyone that's done that?
Well, my mum did.
Your mum did. Yeah, okay. Cheers, mum.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Thanks for that, mum.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of them, they're too busy appreciating the tunes to, just, you know, look like they got their eyes closed, so they can't exactly tweet and send messages when they got their eyes closed listening to the tunes, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, they need to interact more, don't they, and let us know.
They do.
I know they're loving it.
We know you're listening, people, so if you're enjoying the show, let us know, innit? If you've got some feedback, just tell us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Apart from that, as we said, this is Johnny and I now live and loud.
It is.
Obviously, our usual listeners will know now we've got our own little theme tunes. There's my one. Johnny.
Do you know what? It gets more and more deadpan every time you do that.
Johnny.
not to be left out, there's I now.
Yeah, that's going to have to get updated. That's going to have to get updated, I think.
I shouldn't enjoy that as much as I do. I shouldn't.
Someone came up to me on the weekend and said and referred to that song to me.
It's so good.
And it's purely because you played it.
I think that is one of the best things I've ever done
in my life. I'm automatically in the friend zone now. Do you know how hard it is to get out of the friend zone?
Yeah, it's impossible, mate. Yeah, even with a grappling hook, you can't get out of there. You need ninja skills, definitely.
Yeah, or batarang or something, is it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that you've referred to some kind of comic style reference point there as well, and that'll get you in a friendship zone as well.
Geeky. Hey, I've heard that girls like geeks now. Bad boys are out, geeks are in.
Well, it depends which.
Yeah. Let's see, producer Matt is not in their head.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, geeks
really?
Are in, mate.
Geeks are.
I tell you what, I'm gonna wow the ladies with my Game of Thrones talk.
Yeah, but if you want a girl who's got that. You're gonna struggle by talking about maths algorithms.
Going, oh my god! Oh, I got
these. So, whereas if you roll in and just a little bit more like Johnny, what's happening? You all right? Then you got more of a chance.
Oh yeah, is that how it works? Is that what the ladies like?
That's been in my.
All right. Do you know what? Let's put this to the listeners. What do you prefer, geeks or bad boys?
Well,
geeks or bad boys?
Not even just smooth boys, maybe. Not bad boys. Yeah, I wouldn't like to sound bad.
Changing category, are we?
Wouldn't like to sound bad. You know, me and Shabba Ranks, we're just smooth. Rather than,
okay, smooth boys or geeks?
Old Ranksy gets a bit of a bad name for himself, to be fair, and that's a shame.
I'm letting the side down.
I will not have Shabba's name defaced on this radio show. No. Shabba's trying to make a name for himself and live a good life. Right, so we talked about some sensational music that we have in store. I think it's about time we throw one of those tunes on.
Let's hear one, man.
Absolutely. Now, this one is a particular favourite of mine.
Ooh.
It is by the sensational, rap's greatest, Tupac Shakur.
You can't get better.
And this song is a beautiful one because it's, you know, quite philosophical and quite important. This one's for the ladies. And it is absolutely about keeping your head up.
Something to my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne. So take the black of the belly, the sweet of the juice. I save the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac kids, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brother.
the clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I hopped up off of my curfew and broke the rules. Ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream. Now how about the mic and make it to the right street? Make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's hard to be legit, but still say you're written in the end. It seems I'm heading for the pen. I try to find my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night, my buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains and pours. They got money for wars, but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth. They wonder why we're crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive, cause it's a setup. And even though you're fed up, you gotta be up there. To all the ladies having babies on their own, I know it's kind of rough and you're feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thanks the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else wants them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall and come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why his daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was selfless. Hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking fierce. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, your daddy hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving things and still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy, it seems they'll never let up. But, please, you gotta keep your head up.
Keep your head up,
keep
people.
Keep it up, keep it up. It's Johnny and I Now live and loud.
Johnny and I Now on Uma Radio.
Very like kids' TV thing, that, isn't it? Johnny and I Now on Boobar Radio.
would you rather like a sexy lady giving us a like a nice little
intro? Like,
intro. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, if there was someone who was going to be like, "Do you like Johnny? Do you like I Now?" Well, this is live and this is loud. Keep listening, guys.
We make fun of the guy who does the idol every week, but we don't know who it is.
Nah, we don't actually, do we?
No.
Do you reckon he walks around like all the time speaking in that voice
just
as well?
I don't.
Just going up to Tesco's counter and going, "Can I have 20 B&H? I'm going to FUBAR Radio."
Oh, now.
Yeah. And he's still speaking like that, even though he smokes 20 B&H a day. Yeah. I don't know.
I need to top up my Oyster card. £10.
Exactly. His wife's leaving him. Please don't leave me. I'm going to go to Fubo Radio. Yeah.
And that's precisely where she's leaving him.
Exactly. Come back. That was Keep Your Head Up by Tupac Shakur, and we are encouraging people to keep their head up, isn't there? There's plenty of stuff to make your head sink.
It's a good day, man. It's a good day. Look out the window now. Look, everyone, look out your window now. What do you see? You see the sun, you see blue sky, and barely any clouds.
And I see a woman walking around looking quite shifty, actually. She shuffled around the corner. I don't know what's going on, but, I'm going to stop
short. There's a woman smoking over there.
Right, okay. So, we're at, we'll call the police in the break. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, sort that.
In general, though, no, it's lovely weather. But I know we are quickly moving into new section. Well, obviously it's a repeated section, but our first section of the day, which is what's trending.
What's going on?
And this is the part where we take a look at social media and look at all the stories that are popping up, what people are talking about, and give our little view on them.
Yeah.
So
what's the first story? What's up first?
Well, the first thing that jumps out at me, Inel, is a story that came up the other day, actually. And it's actually to do with our great double act predecessors, Ant and Dec.
Oh, those two, what they doing?
Yeah, well, they're actually, it's actually been released that they're earning £23,000 a day.
Hold up. A day, or are we talking a year? Did you just get the day, did you get it mixed up?
No, 23 grand a year is what we strive for.
Yeah.
Okay, and 23 grand a day is what they actually get,
A day?
Yeah.
23 fowl a day.
That's like 8.4 million a year. I mean, what is going on, to be fair?
I wouldn't even know what to do with all that money a day.
No.
Imagine if they got paid daily, like per diem. Just coming in. Every day. Ka-ching! Ka-ching!
Just giving a suitcase every day. Suitcase of cash.
Morning, Jeffrey.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning, Ant.
We could literally keep doing this radio show for about 5 months and do a double shift at Nando's on the weekend, still not earn 23 grand in a year. So, that's where we're at. Hey?
Hey, we're a far cry from where we started off. I remember starting working in Matterland for £4.15 an hour. Boom!
Yeah, we have to be clear that there are loads of other stores that underpay their people as well, as well as Matterland.
Yeah, it's not just Matterland that uses slave labour. It's, it's BHS as well.
Absolutely. Matterland and Primark are one of the places where people are on the minimum wage and are selling clothes from people on less money than them.
Yeah, but you know what it is? I think the less you get paid, the harder you have to work.
Oh, people take liberties, don't they? They start pushing you around.
The less you get paid, the harder you have to work. Always. And then the more money you earn, the less you seem to be doing.
I started on a meat aisle, mate.
In the meat aisle, yeah?
On the meat aisle in Tesco's, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I remember, one day I'm walking around putting the joints of beef out, and I'm cutting my fingers on the plastic, and the beef blood is running. I'm like, oh, here we go, I'm gonna get mad cow disease, and all for £3.17 an hour because I'm 16. I'm not even
£3?
Yeah. Honestly, mate, I used to do a full week's work and be getting £200. It's absolutely shocking stuff.
Oh dear.
Yeah, and I will call you out, Tesco's. That's how you treated me. That's you, Tesco.
Oh no, you used to be a meat boy.
Yeah, I was a meat boy. Yeah.
You were the meat boy.
Yeah, I went in.
One of those hats.
No, I weren't on the deli, mate. Oh, I had more class than that. I was a geezer walking around who could open a box if he needed to. Yeah.
I was going to say, what did you do with your hair? Or did you have afro back then?
No, I didn't. No. I was looking more like Ashley Cole, really. in those days, but again, he's earning a bit more than me as well.
Oh, gosh. It's becoming a pattern, isn't it?
It is absolutely crazy. So, I mean, if you think, though, about Ant and Dec, 23 grand a day, what you could do with that? What we could do with that? We could open so many new hospitals and build wells in drought-ridden countries, because that's what we'd do. Cause
that's
we care.
What we'd do if we had
we care more power. Than your average double act.
Yeah.
Basically.
Just saying. So, just been out. Yeah. I mean, what are they doing with their 23-hour day?
Exactly. Do you know why?
Yeah.
Do you know why we care so much, Inel?
Why is that?
Because we don't have... I don't have...
We do it for the love.
I don't have...
We do it for the love.
So...
Yeah.
Absolutely. Says it all. Thank
you,
sir. Do you think Ant and Dec would come and do that?
I don't think so.
No, they wouldn't.
I don't think they know the lyrics.
I don't. I think they're busy counting their cash.
Oh, yeah, what shall I buy next, eh? Yeah, I'll treat the property system like it's Monopoly. Yeah.
It's one of them ones where you just got too much money in your account for it to hold. You're gonna have to, they're going to like, oh, you're going to have to open up another account, I'm afraid. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely...
There's too many zeros on the screen. We just can't fit it in.
It is absolutely shocking, quite frankly, you know, that people can be doing all getting paid that much money when there are other double acts sitting here in Fubar Radio who would just take a snippet of that.
I know.
And it would make all the difference.
I mean,
it?
Just half of that, just for me to live.
Do you know the thing about it as well, right? You think about these guys, they came from Biker Grove as well.
They did, yes.
Can you imagine like
PJ and Duncan?
PJ and Duncan. Oh. Yeah. Can you imagine the other Biker Grove actors? Like Spuggy.
Spuggy sitting in there going,
oh, look, a GD sportsman. That PG and Don are taking a mick, they got it all.
I bet he hoped he wanted to get that episode where he got hit with a paintball in the eye.
Exactly.
Why couldn't I have that one?
That was not Geordie. That was not anywhere near Geordie. That was kind of Jamaican-American. which is, you know,
You know nothing, John Snow.
But we don't vouch for all of our accents that we do on the show. And if anyone was, any Geordies out there who were offended by the recent attempt at...
I wasn't even attempting, but go ahead. It went into Jamaican there, didn't it?
I
apologise. Yeah. I apologise, listeners. If we've got any Geordie listeners out there, I'm deeply sorry.
Yeah. Oh, Burger Barry from Geordie Lands just...
Burger Barry, yeah?
Yeah, just emailed in and said,
oh, good.
What are you talking about, man? So... Yeah, that's all he said. Yeah, so obviously that's what's happening. Ant and Dec, what other stories we got going on with
Well, we also had the craziness that happened at Alton Towers. Oh gosh! For those that don't know, one of the rides at Alton Towers crashed into each other. It's the new one they have, isn't it? Is it the one that kind of launches off at the same time as another one, and then there's a near point where they almost hit, and then it.
Oh, is that it? Yeah. I mean, we obviously...
well, it hit.
Obviously, there's a tragedy at this course, so we feel bad for the girl who's obviously lost her leg.
The girl lost a leg?
Yeah, someone's lost a leg in this situation as well.
Oh, God.
Devastating. But it's genuinely shocking, isn't it, when you think about these rides, where like, there's genuinely a chance where you might not come back in one piece and people are getting on it.
Adds to the thrill, I guess. I bet it's sold out now this summer to go there.
Well, I do imagine that there's probably a couple of people, there's probably a couple of people in that queue just kind of sitting there going, look, I don't care what's happening. I've been waiting for an hour, mate. I want to get on it. You know what I mean?
I think I'd be one of those people like, I'll hold the bags. You lot queue up and go in. Like, don't worry about me. I'll be fine. I don't need to go on.
It's crazy. And it's obviously a real shame that this has obviously happened. I remember, but this stuff does go on as well. Like, I remember Peter Pan's Adventure Playground.
Oh, in South Bend.
Well, I swear, one time the actual roller coaster came off the tracks and flew off. I mean, I think there were some deaths, so we won't laugh too loud. Oh yeah,
I'm trying to hold it down.
Yeah, to try to squeeze that one back in there. But yeah, so that, like, you imagine.
Yeah, because they used to have the water ride there as well. That there was like a splash zone where if you stood in the right place, you get splashed as it went down. But if you stood there, you could see it was a bit rickety as the coaster would go over above. He's like,
yeah,
that's like, that ain't safe, man.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm surprised that place hasn't been shut down.
Well, the thing that gets me as well is you think about it. Like, the worst rides in this country are the ones where basically it's like a little fairground that turns up at the end of your ride. Like, I do not trust rides where they look like they've been put up out of an IKEA pack.
Flatback.
Exactly.
There's always one little screw that they forgot to put in.
Someone can just die and they can go, quick, take it apart, let's go. Got to get out of in 3 minutes. Doing it like a Formula One change-up in a pit stop. Yeah. Gotta go. I am not getting on a ride where they can
10.5 seconds.
You'll be on the ride and they're driving out. Like, someone went, let's go.
I don't trust those ones because they're always like the knockoff ones of like the big ones that you know about. And is it like the ghost trains? That like, I always remember the ghost trains. You go in them and then you're just in some rickety rides. And then all of a sudden, it's supposed to be a ghost coming out of a closet to scare you, and it's just some rickety thing. Just on the hanger. Just clearly, just clothes on the hanger, just swinging.
I love it. Do you know, or the big wheel where you just start getting up there and you actually start hearing a shaky scream. You're like, no! Not like this!
Oh, I always remember when I was 16 going to a park called Drayton Manor. I think it was near Birmingham. And they had a ride where it would go all the way up and then it would just drop straight down. That was it. That was the ride. That was the ride. Just dropping people.
Just out of there.
That's a ride, you know, dropping people. Dropping
Decent.
People from height.
Decent.
That's a ride.
Yeah, I've been up there before. And I swear I got stuck at Fulke Park. I was up there. I was up there for ages. Just blowing. I'm scared of heights. All sorts going on.
Oh,
terrified. I done a bungee jump once and I get vertigo. Like my legs actually went to jelly and I had to start crawling along the thing. Just a man.
Was he one of those guys?
Yeah, I was on the floor crawling along, literally hands like in front of me. And in the end, I did manage to do it, but I was like slapping myself around the face like, you can do it. Come on.
If I was with you, I would have paid for that video. I would have paid big money for that video.
I didn't pay for the video. I went, nah, you're all right, mate. Don't need my mum to see that. So.
I don't know how they can get away with still charging people for pictures on rides when everyone's got smartphones now. Because I've seen a couple of people on roller coasters and stuff doing like selfie videos.
Selfies.
Yeah, they're just holding their phone out while on the ride, just doing like a little selfie Snapchat video. Just like, and then they're asking £5 for just one little snap on the side.
I don't think I'd be doing a selfie on a roller coaster. You're kind of missing the point, really. Aren't you? But I like them videos you see, like on the vines and stuff on that get linked on Facebook and stuff, where there's people who go on those rides that shoot you in the air or whatever, and they all start like knocking themselves out, and they're literally like just can't handle it, and they go unconscious. It's actually there, and they go limp, and they just.
I've seen that one with the big kid, he just passes out. Yeah.
It just got too much.
His tongue is just sticking out,
and then they wake up with a bob like, "What happened?" The hair's messed up. That's about it.
Almost choked on his own tongue, and it's like, "Oh, he's fine. Don't worry about." A million views.
Exactly. So what we're saying overall is rides are dangerous.
They've always been dangerous. I think it's people just love thrills, man. Yeah. People just love thrills.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what else is trending right now?
Well, this week Jurassic World is being released in cinemas.
It is.
People have been up and down about Jurassic, like the whole Jurassic franchise, because people loved the first one. Amazing, groundbreaking. But then the second and the third.
Nah.
So people are umming and erring for when they come in, for it coming back. But Chris Pratt, he seems to be able to revive it. He did a good job in Guardians of the Galaxy. And so people are like, yeah, I think he could do it.
Well, I remember when Jurassic Park first came out for our generation of people. Mm. Like it was wicked, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like genuinely, you know what terrifies me?
You always remember that Jurassic, the Tyrannosaurus Rex moment. You always remember that.
Do you remember when it comes and eats the goat? Like I remember that really messed me up at one point. I was like, oh, the goat. I was thinking, well, how could it eat that goat? And then I was thinking, well, I eat curried goat. To be fair, get some rice and peas with it.
Yeah, go get it, bro.
Yeah, get some rice and peas with
that. Get some jerk sauce on that, please.
It's a waste. It's a waste, mate. It's a waste. Get a bit of Incona over it, you'll be all right. But do you know what scares me about generations? Like, I speak to younger kids. If there's a kid that I've spoken to, and I'm like, do you know Jurassic Park? And they say no. I'm like, what's going on with you? What is going on?
Put them down.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's what I say. Put them down.
Are you actually suggesting killing them when you say put them down?
Well, humanely.
Humanely murdering.
Putting them down.
Euthanizing a child who doesn't know what Jurassic Park
that's
is.
That's gentle, but.
Yeah.
So now you're just putting words in my mouth.
And that's why. Yeah. Oh, really? Don't trust him enough. He's got an edge about him, this guy.
See, look, our producer Nat has just ran out of the studio. Yeah. Probably gone to call the police on me.
there
he is.
Yeah, he's in here. He's talking about it.
Sorry, guy. Put the gun away. Put the gun away.
Look, he's not resisting arrest. He's not resisting.
Put the gun down.
You don't have to shoot him.
No, I'm not resisting.
You don't have to shoot him with a bomb. anyway. So, do you know what else is going on in Jurassic World as well? So, in this one, they're introducing a new dinosaur as well.
Oh, what? New one?
Yeah, which is basically...
What, they found, what, they discovered one in the in history, or is it just they just made it up?
Well, I think it's for the script, because it's basically...
for plot convenience.
A mixture between a raptor and a T-Rex.
All right.
So, yeah, and I'm pretty sure that that's had to have been done by genetic splicing, because I'm pretty sure you couldn't just actually get a T-Rex.
Isn't a raptor just like a big T-Rex? I mean, isn't a T-Rex a big raptor anyway?
Well, it's like saying a lion's a big cat. Yeah,
well,
I mean,
it is.
Well, it is a big cat, but it's not a big little kitten, is it? You know, like, they're different, like... I'm pretty sure they've had to do that genetically, like, splicing, though, because I don't think you could get a raptor and a T-Rex just in the same room and just all of a sudden just whack on. Get to it, guys. We need a new dinosaur. Look, it ain't going to make itself. Don't be so shy.
Give him
Come
some
on.
Strawberries and some chocolates.
Put your claws away. Yeah, you've got a big mouth, T-Rex, but you've got little hands, little cuddly hands, haven't you, eh?
Not going to do much with that.
Oh, yeah. Raptor wants a cuddle. There we go. Put away. Cuddle raptor.
I'm going to get you to sing at my wedding one day. No, I'm first song,
I'll just ruin it. But I the thing is, it doesn't matter if you've got a bad voice as long as you're committed to it.
Yeah, who told you that?
It's just a rule I live my life by.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But yeah, no. And do you know one thing that always weirds me out about Jurassic Park as well, I will say, is that, because we've had a few tweets and I do want to quickly get to that in a sec, but, is, you know what? We don't actually know what colour the dinosaurs were. That's one thing we don't actually know, because the fossils get, get preserved, but the skin doesn't get preserved, so they don't know what colour they are. So, these dinosaurs genuinely could be purple, for all we know. Like, Barney the dinosaur could actually be a real reflection of a T-Rex, you know what I mean? Like,
I knew it!
Yeah, that's what they're running around with. Hey, you guys! You know, it wasn't even that scary, you know what I mean? Jurassic Park with Barney's running around. Like, big look.
I love you, you love me.
Come here, raptor! Let's make a little baby. So, yeah, we don't know.
Well, I, you know what? I think I'm going to go see it. I'm going to go check it out, because I was a big fan of the first one. I didn't like the follow-up sequels, but this one does look good, so I'm going to go check it out. I think I'm going to go check it. If you guys are going to check it out as well, let us know. Let us know in it. If you've really seen it, because I know a few people have probably seen it already, let us know if there's any good in all of that.
I'm going to see it anyway, I think. Yeah. But do you know what, I know? I've got to draw attention to this, because we've actually had some tweets in.
Uh-oh.
People getting over to us, because we've got to play a song in a second, but I will give a big shout. This one is from Hannah in Ham Common.
Go on, Hannah.
Hello, boys. You both have very smooth voices, brackets one a bit more so.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. I'm pretty sure we know who that is. Johnny. No woman really. No woman really wants a geek. So there you go. No
Who said that? The same girl?
Hannah. Yeah. No woman really wants a geek. Obviously, even if she thinks she does, geeks can't put up a shelf, or cook a nice carbonara.
I could design the head out of a shelf, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. on your Game Boy. On your Etch-N-Sketch.
Etch-N-Sketch. Do you remember them?
Just shaking. Hey, is this what you want it to look like?
You could never do, like, round circles with those things.
No, very difficult. Oh. I love a nice, smooth man with some arms. I am smooth. Don't know about the arms, though, to be fair. Like, little chicken wings, these are.
You can work on them. You can
who knows? Yeah, absolutely. I'll come down to Ham Common at some point, Hannah. We'll see if we can hook up.
So is that one apiece, then? Is that one apiece? One for smooth, one for geek?
No, that's the same one, basically saying, you're both smooth, but no one really wants a geek, so that's from Hannah.
Yeah, no, that's one for you. I got producer Matt saying geeks.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
There we go. One each. Let us know, people.
Geeky boys... Bad boys are so 2000. Who wants a bad boy? Who wears a leather jacket, ride motorcycles and smokes? Okay, bad boys are still cool. that's Gabby from London. I think she might be referring referring to the actual film Bad Boys. Who wants that copy?
So
of
basically,
the film?
She just likes brothers. Then.
Yeah. as long as you're not looking like you're a double out of Grease 2, you should be okay. Or Fonzie. No smokers or bike riders, but they are still cool. Another tweet is all about the geek, but not like the ones that are into that live-action role-play Dungeons & Dragons.
Live-action role-play.
Yeah, exactly.
I get
don't
the costumes.
You up for that? Some battle reenactments and all that? Yeah?
Well, I don't know. I'd probably lose. I mean, historically, it's not looking too great for me in terms of reenactments. So
you know too much about the reenactment. And that's why. Geek versus Smooth. I love a geek, someone who can talk about Spider-Man and Doctor Who.
Boom.
And not think I'm a weirdo.
There we go.
That's Paul from Leeds.
All right.
Excellent. I don't think it was... No, I don't think it's aimed at us.
Right, just in general, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I was going to say, I can...
Girls can be geeks too, and we like geeky girls. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
They're actually the ones with... You know, absolutely.
Yeah,
okay. So Paul likes a geek who can talk about Spider-Man, Doctor Who, and not think I'm a weirdo.
3-2 then, it sounds like.
I don't like Doctor Who. I'll back you up on Spider-Man, though, Paul, definitely. Mm. And the last one with men. Hi, Jay and I like a combination of both. The beer and sandal wearing geek flavour and the sexy, sultry voice and chest of a smoothie.
That's asking a lot.
I've yet to find the perfect one. If you know any, let me know. Well, I don't wear sandals. That's about it, Zoe. You've got me for the rest. Absolutely. Johnny. No, absolutely. That's a sultry voice. Definitely. Chest of a smoothie. Yeah, no hair there. Definitely smooth.
Are you smooth-chested?
Yeah. Literally got about three.
Were you waxing, yeah?
No, I just never... Just puberty never got that far for me. Three stingy little hairs on me, yeah. I don't think I want any more.
So
like
Homer Simpson then, but on your chest.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I don't think I want any more. Keep those coming in for Geeks versus Smooth, guys.
Geeks versus
Smooth.
Loving
those comments. Yeah.
Who's
going to
win? Who's going to win?
Apart from now, I think it's about time we get into some music.
Let's do it.
Because that's what people love as well. And this one is actually by... we've got actually a girl called Estelle.
This one.
A British act, isn't she, eh?
This something nice. This is something good, actually, this tune. And it reminds me of the 90s, like the old Heather Small days. So it's got a nice little 90s vibe to it. So let's see if you guys like it.
Let's give it a go. Estelle, something good.
Courage.
Ah!
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Welcome back to Johnny and I Now Live and Loud.
We're liking that one. That was something that was good. Nice. And that was actually something good
that was
as
nice,
well, wasn't it? Yeah.
Did you like that little 90s vibe to it?
I do, yeah. I was jumping. It was a bit like almost soul to soul-y, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of like that kind of.
Yeah. What happened? Soul to soul, man.
Just had too much soul in the end, didn't I?
That's
and
what it was.
Gets too much for people.
Too much. But thank you for the tweets and stuff and messages you guys have been sending in. Keep them coming at Johnny and I Now.
We're liking the contact, aren't we? You know, yep. If you do email in or tweet in, we'll get it read out. And you can join our debate, which is today. It's in a bit of an impromptu one, but it is geeks or smooth guys.
Geeks or smooth guys.
Geeks versus smooth. Let us know.
There you go.
You
see, I'm just a friend.
We can do that if you want. It's, right now.
It's stuck in my head now.
Hey, what does everyone?
See, look, I can't even get out of this arm because I'm putting myself in it.
Well,
now.
Exactly. Hey, ladies, by way of mentally giving me your thoughts, what do you think of I Now? Fair enough. Oh, no, I didn't ask you to think about me, Johnny. That one I didn't even commit to. I just pulled out.
I swear, you just pulled out.
Just pulled out at the end. Said, oh,
no apologies. Just look, Johnny.
Yeah. Oh, John. I've already. When I'm up to three, then I just get out of it. To be fair,
get out. Just get out.
But yeah, no. Just a recap that we are in the studio and we're selfless, aren't we? We don't just do this for the little, you know, for the fame.
I mean,
or whatever.
We do this for you guys as well. Yeah.
Absolutely, and more than anything, we do it for the love, right? We certainly don't do it for the money. I don't have money on my mind.
Yeah.
Money on my mind.
Yeah.
We're doing for the love.
Oh, so, there we go. Yeah. I couldn't tell, was that Sam Smith or was that Johnny?
Because I was swinging over the back. Yeah.
Oh,
I think
harmonizing.
Do you know, have you seen those videos on Facebook as well, where like Jesse J sings with like
I see that.
Oh my god, I saw the most ridiculous one the other day. There was this guy, and to be fair, he was like a good-looking dude. And you know,
I see that. The mixed race guy.
And you know, like sometimes when you see people who are like good-looking or whatever, you think, oh, they're probably going to have a smooth voice as well. But I mean, this guy's voice was just all over the gaff.
It was all over.
And it was like, and he said something really creepy at the start, like, "Hey Jesse, I really like you. Like, let's do this." And then he's like, "Wow!" It's just like, "Oh no!"
But she tried to hold it together as well. I'm like, "Nah, it's not working, Jesse. Don't leave it.
Shocking.
Cut the comms.
She nearly started laughing though, because you're just not expecting it from that. We've had another email in, I know.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Oh yeah. One thing I can't stand are faux geeks. People who wear geeky T-shirts and the glasses, but have never seen an episode of GOT, Game of Thrones, obviously. You know that.
You know nothing, Johnson.
There we go.
Yeah,
who was that from?
Don't try and pretend to be a geek out there, because Oliver has had enough of it, quite frankly.
He's like geek police.
Yeah, he's geek police. Let's see your ID, please, guys. Let's see your ID. Let's see a copy of Spider-Man 7th edition, please. Otherwise, you're not coming in.
In the plastic, thank you.
Oh, we've got another fake. Okay, let's get the police down here. You better have watched Game of Thrones or Ollie's had enough.
I get what Ollie's saying, you know, fake geeks. You know, people that just want to be geeks. You know how sometimes you get girls and guys that dress up to be all geek and stuff, but they know nothing about the culture.
Yeah, they're actually quarterbacks, aren't
it's
they?
Terrible.
They're more like Zach Morris than
You're
Screech
a cool
Powers.
Kid in disguise.
We're not having it. If you're not a Screech, then we're not having it.
Yeah, but don't go full Screech though, because
half
Screech, half Screech.
People are jumping in at us today. Oh, we've got our famous Lendon Ear section to get on with, but I am loving the interaction. I know. It's Zoe again.
She's back. Oh, gosh. What's it now, Zoe?
And she said, I need to clarify.
All right.
There has to be clarification.
Okay.
I've got to
get this right.
That when I said the chest of a smoothie, I meant a hairy chest. So she's basically saying, not as smooth as a baby's bum, which is what I can offer.
Okay.
Real men always have a nice chest wig. Smooth-chested men like to cry a lot and watch true movies. How valid are you, Zoe? I have got my chest hair sitting nicely snug on my head for a start. That's why I'm not.
You've just misplaced it.
Exactly. And I like a smooth. I like a smooth chest. Yeah, so,
but the question is, do you like to cry?
It's just
people at home can't see his face right now, but it's priceless.
Well, I didn't, but you know, I don't know what to say to that. I mean, I wouldn't say I like to cry, but when you watch a movie and it does get you, it's very hard to keep it together. Zoe, you know, maybe our match made in heaven's not quite there because I have a smooth chest, smooth enough for someone's head to just fall right off, quite frankly.
Falling right off.
Yeah, especially when I'm lathered up in the baby oil that I always smell.
Okay, that's enough of that. Okay. Let's move on to our lending ear section.
One more tweet, I know, and then we're getting on to that. And there's a tweet in from Delish, a Vicky Sponge one, and that's Love Myself a Geek. You'll need a bail bondsman on speed dial with those bad boys.
There you go. See, so, that's what I'm talking about. Girls like geeks now, man. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Well, maybe. I'm going to geek it up. Yeah. Did I mention I like Game of Thrones?
I'm just a friend.
Yeah, exactly.
You can take my song if you want it.
Wow. So I know we are quickly moving on to our infamous section, the Lendonier section.
Lendonier, real problems from real people.
Yeah, we take our show and try and help people because that's what we're about. We're not about money. We do it for love and we also do it to help people. So what's our first problem?
First problem is, I think I fancy my boss. He is charismatic and very charming and also single. He's also very driven and sure of himself, but in a humble kind of way. He doesn't flirt with me outrageously, but we do have good office banter together and share a lot of in-jokes. I look forward to going into work every day purely because I know he will be there. However, I'm conscious that I don't want to ruin our working relationship by taking things to the next step. What should I do?
Well, one thing for sure that has to be, you know, made clear is it kind of matters what job you do. You know, because if you work at an ice cream stand, take a risk, I'd say, love, to be fair. You know, he's so ambitious selling ice creams. You know, just fire in.
Oh,
you know?
It doesn't say what job she has. Oh.
It does make a difference, to be fair. He doesn't flirt with me outrageously, but we do have a good office.
That's a good balance. That's a good balance, though. That's what you want for someone. Like, you know, especially in the office workplace, you want to be able to, like, banter back and forth and, like, teeter on the line a bit, but you don't cross it. And that's kind of what there is there. And she wants to kind of cross the line, but at the same time, she doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I like the fact she's got in-jokes. I love the fact that there's in-jokes all the time. Yeah,
I want to know what these
in-jokes
are.
Just these two laughing in the office like, ha, 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 and just the rest of the office going, at least they don't flirt. So, yeah. Unbelievable.
It's going to be pet names next, I bet. They're going to give each other pet names.
Oh, absolutely. You know, keeping that professional relationship going. But
it is tough, though, because when you see someone every single day, and especially if you find them kind of charismatic and charming in that way, I guess you're naturally going to kind of fall for them, especially if you're single.
It is, but, I mean, it's just that thing, really. I think, overall, you've got to look at how much you want to keep your job. Or, you know,
how much do you want to keep your job, eh?
Are you more attracted to that person as you are opposed to a P45? if you get uncovered in the stockroom, the stockroom going, oh, you caught us, and there's a little bit of going on. What are you two doing in here? Pull that up, you know. And the next thing, in my office now, P45 times.
So. Yeah, no, that is dangerous. It is dangerous. I suppose you have to kind of think, if you've got bills to pay, then there you go. That's your advice. Remember the bills and the rent.
Yeah, yeah. If you've got responsibilities, stay away.
Yeah.
But, I think...
But that's tough, though, because you're always going to, I suppose, even if she doesn't get with this guy and she finds someone else, she's always going to be comparing him to this guy she sees every day.
You know what? The way I see it is...
It's clear that she fancies him.
Curiosity certainly killed the cat. Yeah. And it's very hard once you're interested to not pursue. But in general, I don't know. I think it's worth...
Johnny, your advice to stay away?
I'd say it's worth broaching it. I'm more of a gambler. Okay. So, yeah, I'd say broach the issue. Just say, what do you reckon? Do you reckon we can wing it for a little while?
What are you doing?
But one bit of advice really is don't... If you are going to get involved or try it out, then don't let it get out unless you're sure that you're properly together.
Yeah, you don't want to be the office gossip, I guess. If it is an office, wherever it is.
Well, you don't want to lose your job over something that's only a fling, basically. Mm. If it's worthwhile, then maybe it would be worth one of you moving on. But first things first, you'd have to know how each other feel. That's the overall advice there, I think.
Oh, no, that's good. Yeah, yeah.
What's the next problem there, Arnell?
Okay, problem number two. In what probably was the weirdest dinner party conversation ever, me and some close friends were talking about whether they stand up to wipe or sit down. What do you think is the correct method of wiping one's underside? Standing or sitting?
Well, I'd definitely start by saying front to back.
Front to back.
Yeah. Don't ever go back to front. Get yourself in a lot of trouble that way. Lot of trouble.
The direction is also very important.
It's the most important, actually.
Most important.
It don't matter whether you're sitting down or standing up. If you go back to front,
more important
you're in
trouble. For females than males?
No, I'd say so as well. I would, you know. I'm a stickler for that.
But that's the thing, though. Stand or sit?
I'm a stander.
You're a stander?
Yeah.
Some people sit.
Oh, no, I don't give a monkeys. I'm straight up.
Because you know what they say is if you stand, then your butt cheeks clench together. So therefore, it's a lot harder. Whereas if you're sitting and you do it, your butt cheeks are naturally open, and so it's a lot easier.
Yeah, but you've also got to start contorting your body into shapes like you're playing Twister. Yeah, you know I mean? You've got your hands through the little gap seat. In between the toilet seat and your crotch. Like, I'm just going to get in there. Yeah.
Wait, hold on, I thought you said you were the smooth guy.
Well, not afraid to take it base. Well, that's why I stand. I'll have a conversation with you over the door whilst I'm cleaning up. Very smooth.
You can see your afro just popping over the top.
I'm just cleaning up, and all the ladies get to see us. Johnny. Hiya. Yeah, no.
Wash your hands, mate. Wash your hands.
What do you mean, what am I doing? No, I'm nothing, actually. Just standing here.
So Johnny's a stander.
Stander all day.
But that's the thing. Nobody tells you. Nobody tells you when you're a kid, stand or sit to wipe. They just tell you wipe your...
Well, I mean, who should tell us? I know. I mean, once again, who should be there?
No, that's the thing. That's the thing that's never taught. So people are either standers or sitters. But I guess what they're asking is, what's the correct way?
Yeah,
is the correct way?
But we're not talking about, this isn't like left-handed, right-handed. Like, at the end of the day.
As long as it's wiped, what does it matter? As long as you're clean, it doesn't matter how you get there. Just clean it.
Just do it.
That's the advice, just do it.
What we would say in terms of advice is, don't procrastinate too much, just make sure it gets done. I couldn't make my mind up standing or sitting, so I left it. And now I've got itchy pants. No. Just get it done. Whatever you
just
have to do.
Get it done. That's the advice. I think that's good advice.
Even if you have to lay some toilet paper on the floor and just rub it up and down like a dog.
Like a dog.
Like a dog. They're terrible on the carpet, aren't they?
That's a good one. I like that. That's good advice there.
I would say standing overall.
Standing up. Johnny says standing overall, but overall it doesn't matter as long as it gets clean.
Yeah.
Whatever method suits.
So the final problem we have.
Final problem. Here we go. Oh, this is a quirky one. Here we go. For the last few weeks, each morning I tried to get the same train to work as I usually see this beautiful brunette woman reading the morning paper on the platform. Occasionally, I have to run to the station just so I can catch the same train. Yet, I still haven't said a word to her. She always has her headphones in her ears and barely looks up from her paper, so I've never been able to pluck up the courage to speak to her. I don't want to use a cheesy chat-up line, nor do I want to sound creepy by saying, oh, I watch her nearly every morning. How can I spark up a conversation naturally so I can at least get her name and get to know her better?
Well, ooh. Well.
That's a tough one.
It seems you've come to the right place.
Oh, here we go.
What I would say is get your phone out.
Yeah.
Obviously have your headphones in.
Yeah.
But get your song lined up, then pull your headphones out and just simply play on full blast. Johnny. Oh, sorry, did I say that out loud? Hi, the name's Johnny. Oh, God, it's on again. Anyway, where are you heading to on this train? Oh, so...
there you go, ladies. Smooth.
Yeah. And if you really want to, it depends how much you love them, to be fair. Like, if you really want to go for it, you could always just... But that might be a little bit too much too soon.
Too much too soon, yeah. Bodyguard.
Yeah. Take things slow.
Slow it down, man. It's no rush. No rush.
Which one of these do you reckon that are actually better for that initial impact, or this one? if you took your headphones out and went bye.
I'd say I think that would make her laugh if you tried that one.
Yeah,
I think you might freak her out.
Yeah, well, what the Whitney Houston?
The Whitney Houston. Yeah.
So they're just staring at her like. Fixed glare. I'm looking at you.
Especially if you pick her up as well. Like,
what stop are we getting off at? Yeah, no.
Finsbury Park.
Remember, be smooth, not creep. Like, you want to be. And be bopping that.
No, but that's the thing, though. It's hard not to be creepy.
Is when it? Sorry, where's your cut
that
off?
That wasn't the end of the sentence.
Yeah. No, then you get it. Then you get it and you deserve it, okay?
No.
It's hard not to be creepy.
I didn't even stutter. I didn't even stutter. You just chucked that in.
I don't know where you put the full stop.
Your hand was hovering over that button before I even started speaking.
I don't know where you put the full stop there. It's hard not being creepy. Well, it's hard. You are just a friend. There we go.
No, I've lost my train of thought now. I'm stuck in a friend zone. I can't come out. I can't offer no advice.
So, it's hard not being creepy.
Yes, no, but because she's got her headphones in and she's locked into her newspaper, probably the Metro or something, I guess, it's hard to kind of break her world and with a cheesy line.
Mm.
So it's like, that's the difficulty. It's like, how does he strike up a natural conversation? Is it a case of he points at a weird article she's reading or comments on it, or?
Well, let's get realistic, Arnell. She's probably listening to Johnny and Arnell Live and Loud, so she's probably looking around right now going, oh, where is this guy?
There we go. He better dress up as a geek.
Exactly. He's just pulled his headphones out and my headphones out, and he's singing with Whitney Houston, and I know why now. So,
maybe that's the advice. Maybe he should approach her with the FUBAR app open and, and recommend a good radio show.
Have you listened to this before?
Yeah. Yeah. Every Thursday at 4 p.m.
Hear about any guys that you like? Oh. you might going to have to bite the bullet. Do you know what? I've approached one girl on the train once.
Yeah.
I mean, she had none of
difficult.
It.
Difficult.
She had none of it, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
Talking about some phantom boyfriend. He didn't exist, clearly. Yeah, she didn't even believe her own lie. Yeah, I'm kind
she
of with
even know
someone.
His name.
Kind of with someone, I think. Yeah. Oh, yeah? Yeah, off I go then.
What's
yeah.
his name?
Yeah. If you're going to lie, at least look like you mean it. So yeah, but you got to just fire in. Haven't you? Otherwise, what have you got to lose? Life is too short.
That's the best advice there. Life is exactly it's too short. So like, take a chance. What's the worst that can happen? Just get the next train after.
Well, the worst that can happen is she goes, no, who are you, you weirdo? Hey guys, everyone on the train, this guy's just asked me out.
Somebody call the police.
Yeah. I'm well out of his depth. I can't believe he even looks at me like that. That's ridiculous. No way. I'm a 9 out of 10. He's at least a 4.
I don't even know why he tried jumping out of his league.
Exactly. Get back down there. Charles Darwin would be laughing at this.
You're relegated.
Yeah. Survival of the fittest, thank you. Anyway, that's the worst thing that could happen, but it probably won't.
Yeah.
Try it, mate.
What's the worst that can happen, man? Well, that, but...
Yeah. Probably won't happen.
Do it.
Right, so Arnell, it is time for another song.
Ooh, what have we got?
Oh, I do love it. I do really, really like this song. It's a bit of a blast from past.
Yeah.
So, but it's a great little tune, and certainly one that's great to blare out when the sun's shining.
Mm-hmm.
This one's by Bobby Valentino, featuring Timbaland, and it's called Anonymous.
Nice.
Guys, check this one out.
For a minute it was looking like I didn't love one of those guys. Looking for a special lady to save me, maybe I'll never be satisfied. Had a couple bad looks and a couple dimes. Looking for you, why it's so hard to find. I'm
like everything I tried to tell you, I failed to. Maybe I'll tell you another time. How you keeping me so preoccupied? Yeah. Hey, me, no, never mind. No.
I thought I took one step.
I took too bad.
Wanna hold my hand? Come get with me. Which dime wanna ride? Everything on me. Girl, you ain't gotta lie. Tell me what's it gon' be. I gotta know.
Is what we call in the business a thumper.
That's a tune, that is.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that tune.
What's your name, Anonymous? And that, to be fair, that's like that guy who's trying to chat up a girl on the tube. What's your name, Anonymous? Because you've got your headphones in and don't
for the audience there.
Yes, a relevant tune.
There you go.
A thumper.
Thank you very much.
Right, so I know this next segment is one that we debuted last week. It's called Blast from the Past.
Blast from the Past! Oh!
Yeah, sound
gosh.
Effects, sound effects. That's the blast part. I don't know if there's a past sound effect. I don't know if we've really got one of them, have we?
A past sound effect?
No, it's just
well, like a...
Yeah, it's like blast from the... No, is that the past? I don't know. Whatever, blast from the past. Right, I know. So this is the section.
Yeah.
I'll remind our wonderful listeners. This is a section where we talk about... Well, we've got a buzzword, right? We've got a buzzword.
Mm-hmm.
And that is this week, television.
Television.
Which we're asking our listeners to send in buzzwords each week. And it's going to be something that inspires us to tell a little story, a quick story, and then a song that reminds us of that story, okay?
Yep.
So this week is television. Now, television for me, I know...
Yeah.
It reminds me of when we were actually filming our show.
It was.
You know, back in the back in the day. Oh, we don't just do radio, TV. Multi-talented.
Well, there we go. So, we've got a few people watching you right now on the old Periscope.
Okay. That's one of your apps, isn't it? That you've got going
there we
on.
Go. You got free viewers.
Oh, dear.
Oh, hello. Look at that.
Do you like my shirt? So Inel's got his iPad or whatever up, and he's doing Periscope, which means he can get a live stream going on. So I'm waving as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a knock-off version of what they do on Radio 1.
Yeah.
Live streams.
Well, I mean, they have a dedicated camera, and we just got...
Yeah, I mean, we're not saying we're at the top of the shop yet, you know, but either way,
we're
did it for the love.
We're not at 23,000 years.
We did it for the love. And a Nando's loyalty card.
Oh, give us that black card.
right, so, anyway, we've got to fire into this because we're just getting sidetracked. Right, so, the buzzword is television. Now, when we were filming the show, I know you know this, but I'm going to talk to you like you don't.
Yeah.
There was one point before when we were in pre-production, right, where we were filming in the same studios as where they filmed Jeremy Kyle.
It is indeed.
And
right next door.
Right next door. So we were in for pre-production. We weren't really needed too much in those days. We were just kind of walking around.
But we were. But we were just walking
around. Yeah. We probably weren't needed more than what we were actually doing anything. And so we ended up on a little adventure, Lord of the Rings style, wandering around Media City.
Mm-hmm.
And we've ended up wandering into the Jeremy Kyle studios for a live thing. And because we did a sketch on our show called Johnny Kyle, mm-hmm. where we did a takeoff of Jeremy Kyle, we actually randomly knew one of the security guards on Jeremy Kyle because he was a double on our show.
He moonlighted on both.
He moonlighted. So we've wandered into this live Jeremy Kyle feed and we just thought we were going to get stopped and turned away. But the guys were actually like, go on, go in, we know who you are. Yeah, we know who you are. And we're sitting in there and I remember the scenes that were unfolding there were absolutely unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you haven't been to Jeremy Kyle, they rabble rouse like it's some kind of like... 1830s club.
And they're like, that's exactly what it's like.
Literally, they're like people coming out talking to the audience members, going, "Hello, love. Hey, do you need a DNA test for your kids?" And then they're going, "All right, mate, put the beer down. Stop taking my taxes and go to work." Stuff like that. And the crowd are going nuts for it. They're like, "Yeah,
they're loving it. Yeah, that's him. Yeah,
slag them up. Yeah.
Do me.
Exactly. you've been faithful to your husband, but we need a lie detector on that." Everyone's laughing. It's just us two were looking there like absolutely flabbergasted, weren't we? Well, you seem to be getting involved, actually.
DNA.
Exactly. That kid don't look like it is. No. So basically, we've sat there throughout this, just the rabble routing. And as the situation continued to unfold, Jeremy Kyle comes out to a big. Opening.
Oh, he had an epic entrance.
Yeah, an epic entrance. He gets it on the TV screen. It's like, eight years ago, they asked a man to come out and start dealing with Britain's trash. That man was Jeremy Kyle. Give it up, guys. And he struts out like with his little Hugo Boss suit. Absolutely scandalous. And he comes out and starts joining in with the rabble-rousing of, "Hello, love. Hey, do you need a DNA test for your kids?" And everyone's like, "Jezza, yeah!" And I'm just sitting there cross-armed like, this guy is disgraceful. And then out of nowhere, he turns and picks on me, doesn't he?
Well, it's very easy to spot, Johnny.
Well, I might be easy to spot, you know. But either way, he's went, "Hello, look who's here, Eagle Eye Cherry." So he's called me Eagle Eye Cherry, and I'm like, I'm not getting slagged off by Jeremy Kyle. I'm not having this. No
not
way.
That. Not on TV.
So I kept my mouth shut at first because we knew we weren't meant to be there. He's like, "Oh yeah, what do you do for a living?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't even want to tell him, to be fair." And I was like, "I'm a comedian," and he's like, "All right, yeah." I didn't mention we did a takeoff on our TV show about him, whatever. Hmm. Either way, he's walked off. Went off to get off on with the show. He comes back out after this little break and goes, "Apparently you've got a TV show where you do a takeoff of me." And I was like, "Yeah, I do. And I do a really good impression of you, actually. Yeah." "You are absolutely disgraceful and I will not have that on the show," or whatever. And basically the whole audience started laughing. Quite frankly...
That was a surreal moment for me because I'm sitting down, you're sitting next to me, and on the other side is the real Jeremy Kyle. like shouting at towards you, and you're shouting back towards him, doing his voice back, and I'm in the middle. I'm like, what is this?
But the funniest thing I know is that after we'd finished, he was like, because the audience went on my side, he kind of went into a weird frenzy, didn't know what to do, and then he ended up walking upstairs before the show started and doing some kind of like soliloquy to himself, just going, oh, only started signing up for 8 years with ITV. Turns out they want another 2 years. I'll be on your screen till 2040. So no one's listening, Jeremy. You're talking to yourself, mate. What's happening here? Absolutely unbelievable. So, yeah, I sent him a little bit bonkers. And that has made me, that wonderful little story that I know, has made me think of a song, and that was the Isley Brothers song, Busted, which inspired one of the songs on our show, which was Twisted. And I'm going to give that a little play now. This is the Isley Brothers with Busted.
It's 2 damn o'clock in the morning, where you been?
Baby, didn't you get my 2-8? I was with my girlfriend.
You alive? I called Keisha and Tanya and they were both at home.
But I didn't say them though.
But they're the only friends I know, girl, you better
wait before you get all upset, here's the truth.
Talk to me.
I was with my girl when she got some bad news.
Hey.
A man cheated, had her upset and confused.
But baby, what's that got to do? What you coming in at 2?
I'm telling you, now she was so upset she asked me to stay with her.
Well, why didn't you ask? Just pick up the phone and call me.
I was gonna do that, but it slipped my mind. I'm sorry, but I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, well, I got something for you. Tell me, what's her name?
Sharon.
Where does she live? The man's name.
Billy.
She got kids.
I think one or two.
She got kids.
Baby, yes, no.
One thing I gotta know. How the hell is she your friend? If you don't know if she got kids, go upstairs.
Busted.
Pack your bags.
Busted.
While you at it,
busted.
Call a cab.
Busted.
It's obvious.
Busted.
You're playing around.
Busted.
Go upstairs and get your out of here now.
Frank, please hear me out.
Ain't nothing to talk about.
I can explain everything.
Right now, I want you out this house.
Baby, please, one more chance. Let me tell you where I've been.
Quit wasting my time and say what's on your mind.
Me and some girlfriends, we went dancing. Me, Shaniqua, Shaquan, and Robin.
Well, if y'all was going shopping, why didn't you just check
I
in?
Was my cellular was off.
Now earlier, you said dancing. But when I just asked, you said shopping. Tell me which one you were doing.
Oh baby, I must be confused.
Yeah right, you're real confused. Tell me where you've been.
Dancing.
Dancing where? The name of the club.
Kisses.
What time it is?
Think one or two.
What time it is?
3, 4.
Here's one thing I gotta know. You say dancing, but now you say shopping. Go upstairs,
busted.
Pack your bags,
busted.
While you at it,
busted.
Call a cab,
busted.
It's obvious,
busted.
You're playing around,
busted.
Go upstairs and get your out of here now.
Baby, I'm a victim of circumstances.
Whoa.
Why you don't believe me, I don't understand it.
Trying to slick a can of ball, who you think you're fooling? Now get on out my face,
baby,
or I catch another case.
Go
upstairs,
busted.
Pack your bag.
But I don't wanna.
While you at it,
busted.
Call a cab.
A cab for what?
It's obvious,
busted.
You're playing around.
No, I'm not.
Go upstairs and get your...
No.
Uh, That was us at the end.
Oh, that wasn't Mr. Ron Isley. That was Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, I did actually do a twisty song. I know we've had a little email in.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bit confrontational, quite frankly.
Oh, okay.
Tess in Oatlands has written in.
Where's Oatlands?
No one knows. Yeah, no one knows. Because I tell you, they live a different way.
They live a different life out there.
Hello, I'm 30 years old, and I have never heard of someone wiping their bum standing up. WTF, we don't want to say what that stands for. I nearly spat my tango out. She's drinking tango and she's... I put the tango down and I'm emailing.
I got her right an angry email.
Exactly. It's the problem with this country, eh?
People standing
too
up.
Too many standards. Standing.
What are you standing
can't
for?
Can't even drink your tango in peace these days.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is a...
She's not done.
All right.
That is nasty.
You nasty man. Nasty, nasty.
I hope you lock the door of your bathroom as no one wants to see someone do that. Not even the bloody mirror. Now, what gets me about that, Tess? What gets me about that is, I hope you lock the door. So, if I didn't lock the door...
You got Tess Vex there, man.
I mean, if I didn't lock the door and someone comes in see me wiping my bum, standing up, are they going to be more offended than walking in and seeing someone sitting down wiping, going, I didn't want to see that, but at least they're doing it the right way. At least they're respecting the rules.
Now, you can leave the door open if you stay seated.
Exactly. You're doing it properly. I'm back, going back to my tango.
Oh, I don't know. We're going to have to do another poll. Yeah. Sit down or stand
up? Sit down, stand up. Well, Tess, I'm standing by it. And I am standing by it. Standing by it while I wipe it.
Someone just walked into the studio there and their eyes is like, oh my god.
He went there, he said that. Inel, it is your time with the Blast from the Past. And the Buzzwords Television, what does that remind you of?
Yeah, because, well, you were talking about TV when we was making our show and it reminded me of the fun times of when we were making the show. And when we was making series two, we had a character called Blondie, which I had to play, where I had to reluctantly dress up as a teenage girl.
Mate, you seemed very comfortable in it. Thank you very much.
No, I'll have you know. It was very difficult. Let me tell you, talking about toilet troubles, I hands up to ladies because I had to wear tights doing this, right? And every time I need to go to the toilet, because I had tights on and I had like a radio pack on and a microphone and all of that stuff, I couldn't go to the toilet alone. I needed someone to help me.
Yeah?
Someone, poor runner, had to pull down the tights for me.
When you were standing up?
Yeah.
And had to wipe?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. You had a runner.
Think if I was sitting down, it would have been worse for me.
Exactly.
There you go.
It's not right being a runner these days. You get abused in all sorts of ways.
£4.15.
Yeah, exactly.
But when making the show, right, we had like a big dance sequence, and the character's loosely kind of based off of Beyonce, I guess, because like a kind of feisty Beyonce teenage version. And we was going to do a big dance sequence, and we had like rehearsals a couple of days beforehand, and they got in a choreographer to kind of create a new dance sequence for us. And I always remember our producer Rebecca came up to me and she goes, oh, I know, are you sure we shouldn't get a professional in, you know, a professional dancer? And I was like, please, I'm a professional dancer, man. I'm black. It's fine. I've got this.
You're professional because you're black. I love this. In the maternity world, they're just delivering different black babies. We've got another professional dancer.
There's a dancer. We got another dancer at 12:02.
Latoya and Jamal just had a professional dancer guy.
We got twins.
Twins. They're basically a dance troupe. We just got Millie Vanilli of just been born. Good stuff.
Might as well copyright the website now. But I had that going in mind. Now, what I didn't have in mind was that we were going to record them like the next day at about 8 o'clock. The dance sequence was going to be. So I had to get up at 6, get into makeup and stuff like that, and then on set for 8 o'clock to start recording. And silly me, I didn't warm up because I was thinking, I'm black, I could just dance. I know the moves. I don't need to practice. It's cool. So we went for like a crew rehearsal where the whole crew watch you do the sequence before you film it. So all the cameramen know where they're going to be and stuff like that. And as soon as we started, I twisted my knee at literally, and what happened was my meniscus inside my knee twisted, tore, and flipped round the wrong way, and I just tumbled to the ground. First of all, people started laughing. Then they realised, oh, actually.
he's not getting up.
Oh, he's wincing. he's in a bit of pain. And I remember at that precise moment, the DLP, big butch kind of...
Burly Irish guy,
Fergal, who comes in, runs in, picks me up as if it's Whitney Houston. And he just carries me out in slow motion. Me dressed up as a woman with a big blonde wig on.
You're gripping your head to his chest as well, yeah? Just like Whitney with Kevin.
People started papping.
Get him to safety.
Get him
Someone's
to the medical room.
In here. Oh, no, I can. I just, as I'm hearing that song, I'm just visualizing you just dropping your head into his chest as well. Thank you. Somebody needed to help me. That's brilliant.
And I was well and truly humbled.
Fantastic. But you fell in love, and you're with Fergal now, aren't you still?
Oh, yeah, it's going well.
Even Fergal says...
Right, I'm getting my own sound desk next week. Natalie, let's sort this out. We're gonna producer Natty's gonna we gotta get a new sound desk.
No, we're having loads of fun.
We're gonna have to make the food bar budget stretch. It's gonna have to get like a separate desk over here.
I may be abusing my power. So, what song has that reminded you of then?
So, it reminded me of an awesome Beyonce track, Blow remix, purely because of Beyonce, because I was pretty much listening to her every day and kind of embodying her and everything that she is. And so every time I hear a Beyonce track, I think of the time I had to dress up as a woman and someone had to help me go to the toilet.
I see. Well, there you go. This is Inel. So this is Inel's song, Beyonce's song, which basically reminds him of standing up, going to the toilet with someone helping him out. This is Blow by Beyonce.
I love your face. You love the taste. That sugar, babe, it melts away.
Hey, welcome back to Johnny and I Now Live and Loud!
Johnny and I Now on Fuba Radio.
So, yeah. Just in case you wondered.
Yeah.
In case you found INL too hard to understand there, we've got a cleaner version, haven't we, there?
Yeah.
INL, we've had some emails in.
Oh, we have?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. What's it now? Is this to do with the...
Is it standing versus sitting?
Standing versus sitting, yeah.
Right, we've already had someone kicking off. What was the name?
Tess
in Oakland's kicked off.
Tess kicked off, big time.
So, we've had a response.
She don't like
sitting. We've had a response,
oh,
and
good.
It's Oliver again.
He's back. We got Audrey's beef.
And to be honest, I wouldn't like to see Tess and Oliver in a room right now because it would all kick off.
Well, one of them would be standing.
One of them would be standing. One of them would be down. Right. Who has the reach to wipe sitting down? I have never wiped sitting down. You have to cram your hand down into the small hole between your legs and run the risk of touching toilet water.
Oh.
Standing up all the way. So take that, Tess. Hey, you been touching toilet water, have you?
Oh, no, I'm worried about how high Oliver's toilet water is. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Putting his hand in, like, scooping up water.
Well, scooping up floaters. Oh, God. Put it back. Put that one back.
Put it down.
Apple bobbing with his hand. Oh, this is terrible. It's terrible. I don't know why we're...
How did the conversation get from smooth boys to geeky guys to standing up and wiping or sitting down and wiping?
That's just dreadful. It's our lives, isn't it?
It's going down. This is why we don't get 23,000 a day.
Oh, dear. We've got a couple. Right, so afternoon, I have a friend that finds wiping their bum so disgusting they have to put rubber gloves on every time to do it.
Really?
Then they throw them away. What?
Disposable scrubs.
Like they're in surgery.
I bet guests must be freaked out when they come round to use the toilet and they're like, oh gosh.
Absolutely. It's random. When we had been out for a few jars one night, he confessed to me and said he spends £40 on rubber gloves every month.
Oh gosh. He
takes them out with him in case he needs to go when he's out.
Could you imagine
Michael Jackson one rubber glove, like, yeah, just in case.
Yeah, can you imagine him going to a club and then they go for his bag?
What are these?
Just a quick bag check, please, mate.
Why have you got forensic gloves, number twos? If he doesn't have them, he said he has to hold it in. What a mug. Simon and Clapton.
Simon and Clapton. Thank you for that one.
Last one. It says arse chat. There's a lot of bum chat this afternoon. I'd just like to add, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Yes.
Absolutely. We know big butts definitely have that vibe. This is a dreadful little segue into introducing our guest to them. Now, we are lucky enough to be joined by the super talented, sensational Kate Lucas.
Hey.
Hello.
How you doing, Kate? I apologise for
I'm
that.
Good. Thanks for the introduction. That's what you're on.
Yeah, apologies for that. So Kate is an absolutely superb comedian. You're and just a general fantastic songwriter in general.
Aww,
as well. So yeah, that's a little compliment.
Look at that.
Johnny, sorry. Back to the job. So Kate, yeah, you're as I said, sensational comedian. Award-winning comedian as well.
Oh.
Yeah, clinging on to 2014's title, Mr. Mercury.
Well, it was only
cling
last
away.
Year, wasn't it?
Cling away.
No one needs to know.
Absolutely.
2014.
Nobody cares about the 2015 one.
Have they even given out an award this year?
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, but nobody knows. Who cares?
No one cared about
who cares?
2014's where it peaked.
Might as well stop it. Done.
Done.
Stop
over.
It.
Keep
stop
going.
It.
Crap. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So the thing is as well as obviously, we love getting sensational comedic talent on the show.
We love it.
But this isn't just about you know the fact that we've got comedic talent on. We like to get to the the real crux of the characters that we get on the show. So real cutting questions.
Real deep questions.
Yeah, we are like if you cloned two Jeremy Paxmans and gave them a bit of style, that'd kind of be like us kind of thing. So are you ready for these questions?
I'm scared, but I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Kate Lucas, what is your favourite season
and
why?
Okay. I kind of like... No, it's going to be summer. I was going to say autumn because there's no pressure. But no, I like summer.
Oh, you tried to be deep, did you?
And then
you
went to be deep. And then I was like, no.
No, yeah.
It's when it's just the way the leaves, they just fall off the tree. And it just
the
reminds me.
And the crispness, no.
Yeah. And then I realised.
Like being warm.
Yeah, yeah.
Changed my mind.
I like to read a bit of Oscar Wilde underneath the orange crunchy leaves.
Just get him on a beach. A couple of cans of Foster's.
Just reminds me of Ibiza, doesn't it?
So, you're going for summer.
I'm going to go for summer.
And what did you say the reason was for summer?
I just like to be warm. That's nice. And I like the beach. Not that I ever go, but I like the beach.
You just like seeing pictures. Yeah, you like watching reruns of Baywatch and that.
I love it. I love the Baywatch theme tune.
Sandy beaches or rocky beaches?
Sandy beaches.
Some people don't like the rocky ones, you know.
Who's some people?
Them people that obviously like acupuncture and stuff like that.
like sitting down and wiping. Just weirdos.
Yeah. They'll sit down as.
Yeah.
Are you both stander-uppers?
I'm a stander-upper.
I mean, that's what Oblin is.
I know. Are you being picked aside? Are you a stander-upper?
I'm partial to both.
Oh,
I'm partial. I've been known to sit down and wipe.
By who?
Never you mind.
No names will be given on this show.
No point. No one's made
out. No wonder you're not allowed on Jeremy
Oh dear.
Now, Kate. Now, that's a great answer to your last question. But these questions they get deeper and deeper.
They do.
So, brace yourself, girl. Now, think about it. This is going to say a lot about who you are, this next answer. What is your favourite breakfast cereal?
Oh, my God.
There's a lot out there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure. I don't want to choose too quickly. It's not Weetabix, because Weetabix is just wallpaper paste.
Although some people do like Weetabix, and we can't pick a favourite. So.
Are we not allowed to name brands?
I just didn't do it for comedic effect. Yeah, shredded wheat.
There are many other cereals, and I enjoy them all.
Equally. Yeah, time and a place. So it's not Weetabix.
It's not Weetabix.
Just narrowing them down, are we?
I'm going to go with Cocoa Pops because of the chocolate milk at the end.
You just like the chocolate milkshake?
I basically like chocolate milkshake with bits of rice.
You like a crunchy chocolate milkshake in the morning, don't you? Fantastic.
There we go.
Do you remember Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
I used to always watch that show and I used to always get shakes. Hey, should we go to the Max and get a shake? And I used to feel so jealous. Like, I used to always want to get a shake. Nearest thing we have is, should we go down to McDonald's drive-thru and get a milkshake that's mainly ice cream?
Yeah, I know.
And gave me brain freeze.
They had a milkshake bar at their school. All the most I had was a tuck shop.
I don't think
that sold bagels.
We didn't even have a tuck shop.
We just had.
You didn't
have a tuck shop? No, we just had chips. That's what you get. You get what you give it and you eat it.
I would like to know where these chips are being sold, actually. Yeah, there's no tuck shop inside. There's just a geezer in a burger van.
Parks up inside the playground.
I'm not sure if it's legit.
He said he had a license.
A pirate chip seller. I like that. I like that a lot.
He's got his certificates on the back wall of his van.
I want to know what school you went to, quite frankly, where you got geezers setting up moonlight in his chip cellars on, on the school grounds.
There was a rumour that our ice cream man sold drugs, but obviously I won't name him.
Right, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God.
Not every ice cream man does, just so you've got to trust the hundreds and thousands. You have to. So, did you ever have an ice cream?
Did that scare you off
from that ice cream man?
I just got a Twister. I was fine. I was like, Twister, no weed.
Stick it to what you knew. It's inside a packet, so, you know.
Yeah, It's contained.
It hasn't been tampered with.
I think we had a geezer who used to show. Our ice cream man around our local area he was doing a bit of side with dealing, yeah, I think. Because, I mean, he just...
Was it on the menu? Was it, like, on the side of the van? Where, you know, you got the screwballs, you know, like, vanilla ice with a flake, 99.
No, but the thing is, when you're a kid, you don't realise the telltale signs, you know. But he used to always turn up to... he used to always turn up around our street looking like he'd just woken up. Obviously, now I know that his eyes weren't red for that reason, quite frankly. He just wanted a chilled out day selling ice cream, didn't he? And whatever
That must be pretty funky, you know, just driving a van, like, ding, 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 ding.
They're always creepy music as well.
Yeah. Sounds like the start of a horror film, doesn't it? Yeah.
Has there been a horror movie with an ice cream man as the... like the villain.
Why have you released it on... We could have done that.
No. Tess is going to take that and she's going to use it.
Absolutely not. So, Kate, on with the absolutely pertinent and, you know, quite frankly, really deep questions, okay? So what would you rather have?
Uh-oh.
Cauliflower ear or diarrhea?
Oh, gosh.
Where am I?
It's very important, the location, Johnny.
You're in the studio right now. I don't know if that changes things at all for you.
I'd rather have... Well, can I hear out of both ears? And how long do I have diarrhoea for?
Let's say a week, usual. Yeah, a kind of usual little run. Run of the runs.
A little run.
Yeah, and cauliflower ear is well, you can get rid of it. We know it is for life, like pets at Christmas. But in general, we'll say you have to have cauliflower ear for a month or diarrhea for a week.
Diarrhea for a week, as long as I'd live.
Oh, right, okay.
And then it's only for a week.
Wiping while sitting down, clearly.
Oh, she's already picked dessert.
This has just been so base, this show.
I don't know what has happened today, but I think it's the sun. The sun has just made everybody go a bit crazy.
Oh, no. Toilet humour. Guys, all our listeners, we apologise to. We have lowered the tone completely. The wonderful Kate Lucas is being asked to be talking about stuff that, primarily, is outrageous.
But don't worry, Kate, don't worry. These questions are deep, but they're not all dirty.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So the next question is... The next question is... What was the last big idea you had? And you was like, wow! That's a light bulb. Yeah, yeah. This is an amazing idea.
Oh, God. Can I steal someone else's idea that I found out recently?
Of course.
Edible lolly sticks.
Edible lolly sticks?
Yeah. Mm.
Don't they do those already?
Where?
What would they be made out of?
Aren't they made out of biscuits?
It actually wasn't my idea. I stole it off.
Aren't they made out of like biscuits?
Furious.
But isn't that... So you're saying you don't know what you're going to make it out of, so it's like a theoretical idea.
Yeah, that isn't even mine. Is that all right?
Yeah, well... It's kind of like me saying, I've invented a time-travelling machine, but I don't really know how I'm going to make it yet. We will let you have it, because it does qualify.
It qualifies.
Just about in
the world. It was a good idea that the light bulb went up in her head as well. She's like, yeah, that's a great idea that I'm going to take. And broadcast on radio, so it's mine now.
It belongs to Ryan Cole.
Yeah, but sod him.
Yeah. It's yours now.
Put his name on blast and then he just discarded him.
Has he ever put it out on radio? No, you no. basically patented it, so no. it's yours.
That's it. Verbal contract.
The will go to you.
There we go.
So, Kate, obviously we mentioned you are a fantastic comedian. Where can our listeners get to come and see you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing... If anybody's popping up to Edinburgh, I'm doing a run in Edinburgh from the 6th to the 31st of August.
That's Edinburgh Comedy Festival, yeah?
Yeah, Edinburgh Fringe Comedy Festival. And I'm at the White Horse at 7:30 from the 6th to the 31st.
Look at that.
Fantastic. And what can I expect from your show?
Filth.
Absolutely, filth.
A lot of talk about people standing up and sitting down. It's an hour show.
Yeah, an hour of discussing those topics. Excellent. You're on Twitter as well, aren't you?
Yeah, it's at Lady Lucas, LateyLucas.
There we go. And we'll be tweeting that out as well, so you can catch her on there as well. Make sure you get a following. She's a fantastic comedian.
Yeah, you need to get... You need to go and check her out. We've just been given another email. I'll do this now while you're still here. So, hello, I love this game. It's Would You Rather. Would you rather vomit into your hair every hour of the day or have diarrhoea for 2 hours every day? Be honest, please. That's going to you as well, Kate.
Go on, Kate.
Because you've already chose diarrhoea.
Diarrhoea. I'm a big fan.
Mark in Stratford.
She's already said.
That, yeah. She's like, well, why'd you keep asking me? I'd rather have diarrhoea.
Aren't you listening?
I'd rather have diarrhoea than a Cornetto right now.
At least no one needs to know you've got diarrhoea.
Well, chunks
in your hair. People are going to know.
Yeah, and, moisture in your socks is probably the other thing.
I'm pretty sure they'll find out, Kate. Yeah.
But guys, it is time to get a little tune on, and this one is a lovely, it's a bit of a thumper, this is.
Yeah. Who was it?
It's actually by Subtract. It's a song called Wildfire. So, these people can just enjoy it, quite frankly. Here it comes, Wildfire by Subtract.
Hey, yeah. You're gonna rise high. just rave. Oh, save me, cry. If you don't,
oh, that's a thumper, that one.
I love the way that comes in.
Yes, this is Johnny and Inel live and loud.
Johnny and Inel on Uber Radio.
I love the way that whenever you say it, Johnny and Inel live and loud, and I just play that as well. Yeah,
just to undermine
just
me.
To undermine. Oh, it sounds a little more professional.
Here's a guy with a little sting.
we shouldn't have to rely on Inel doing it. So, Inel, we are quickly cracking on. Oh, because we are entering the last section of the show today.
Spoilers on the screen!
Can I just say, by the way, in general, the people emailing in, rudeness or not, I've loved it today.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Been really good. It's great when people get a part of it and it becomes a bit more interactive because we love being able to
Love this today's show. It's going great. So make sure you guys send your emails in at johnnyandinel@fubar.com
And get your suggestions for next week as well. With the buzzword, we want a buzzword to play off, and we want our new problems.
And lend an ear. Don't forget, you can send your problems in, and even if you ain't got no problems, send your friends' problems in.
Get them in there.
Send them in as well.
And we did also just ask the sensational Kate Lucas who she preferred, geeks or smooth, and her response was that she would go for smooth because she's a geek. And Opposites attract.
Oh, look at there you go.
There we go. So
does it though?
Does it? Yeah.
Does it?
There we go.
Oh. I mean, yeah.
Someone's just emailed in.
Uh oh.
Jerry. Just Jerry.
Just Jerry.
Will not give any more information than that, and I can see why.
Is this to do with smooth or is this to do with standing or sitting?
It's called ice cream.
Oh, right.
My ice cream man used to have a side business of selling drugs.
Did you read this email before reading it first?
It's there.
You're just reading it raw, yeah?
Instead of the chime music he used to play when selling ice cream, when he was selling drugs, he used to play gangster rap.
NWA thumping out the ice cream man.
That's the police. Nice. I like it a lot, Jerry.
Do you know what? That's a good service, that. That's a good service.
Absolutely.
Comes to your door.
I know we have got to jump into this because now
spoilers on screen.
And we are talking.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
We are talking Game of Thrones.
Yes! And it was another big episode.
Absolute wild one, to be quite
honest.
I
didn't think they'd be able to follow up what happened on the wall last week.
Last week, I did say, it was probably the best episode of TV I've watched.
You made that claim last week. So how does this one measure up?
Well, I thought it was pretty close because it was a wonderful little ending.
It was. We've been waiting for that for a long time.
We have, because the dragons show up, didn't they?
They did.
So Khaleesi was set upon by some of the, what are they called again?
The geezers and masks.
And the guys in masks.
That's what I say when I'm watching.
Fends the Harpy or something.
Geezers and masks.
So they set upon her, trying to kill her, ended up surrounding her in the stadium, and then just as she was about to kind of really get it, she was holding on to her servant's hand and stuff, and she was really up against it. All of a sudden, you just hear, it's dragon time.
My boy's coming.
Yeah, it comes down.
Hey, my man.
Starts fighting people in half. Starts ripping people.
Starts setting people ablaze.
Yeah.
What?
Blowtorching people. They're on fire. Absolute wildfire out there.
It was nuts.
Scorched earth.
There was a lot of scorched people out there.
Yeah.
Some
backs on fire.
To be fair, it did take a couple of javelins and spears
They were lobbing spears in it, absolutely. Going nuts. And in the end, Khaleesi, me and our producer Nat was actually talking about this earlier. absolutely ridiculous thing, because it's all well and good. Khaleesi just jumps on the dragon at the end to make sure she's safe.
Yeah, I'm ducking out.
Yeah, I'm out of here. I'm on a dragon back.
All right, I'll catch you later.
Like, yeah. Oh, well, Khaleesi's
hey,
safe.
Hey, peace out, yeah?
Yeah, and meanwhile, all the other people she was trapped in the middle of in there with are just like, right, well, she's gone.
I know.
Off on her dragon.
There's enough room for at least another three of us.
Exactly.
And you see the way Tyrion is looking at it? Like, you could definitely fit me on there.
Yeah, exactly. I could hang off the toe.
I can fit on that.
I'll be on the toe there, not a problem. And even then, like, you know, you're looking back and all those people who have just watched her fly off are just turning around like, we can talk about this. We don't need to fight anymore, okay? Just start popping out Marvin Gaye tracks. Brother, brother, brother. There's far too many of us dying. But the other thing is, what I've had this week is a lot of mates complaining about how bad the CGI was on the dragon.
Really? I thought it was decent.
I thought it was decent, but in general...
It depends on how high res you were watching the...
it's not just that, Inel. Bearing in mind, dragons are actually a mythical creature. Like, what do you want it to look like?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What about if dragons do look like a poorly CGI...
What are they comparing it to? And then they compare it to, like, The Hobbit or something. I thought it looked great.
So did I.
Yeah.
So did I. I believed. People have got too many high standards these days.
Yeah, I know. But saying that, though, casting our minds back to the beginning of the episode with Arya, though, Pedo Man's back in the building. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Arya spots the guy that killed one of her best friends in, I think it was season 3 or season 4, one of those. And she spots him, and rather than poison the guy she's supposed to poison, she then follows him instead. And follows him to the brothel, where he likes his girls a little younger than the rest of the peoples in there.
Yeah, it was a bit...
That's why I was like, she's got to take him out. I don't even care about the faceless.
It was ropey, definitely ropey end. I did notice as well that there was obviously a big talking point as well. Stannis has executed his own daughter. I mean, not just executed, but set her on fire, hasn't he?
Yeah, but he likes setting people on fire. That's his thing.
Yeah.
He does that a lot. He's done that every season so far, set people ablaze.
That is a problem when you're a dad who likes setting people on
fire.
He's a fire
starter.
And you look at your kids going, you're really getting on my nerves, you're next.
Yeah, that grayscale's not grosh enough. We're going to have to...
I'm going to start again. But no,
I knew he was going to do it because it was Game of Thrones and that's how Game of Thrones rolls, but I couldn't believe he did it at the same time. I was like, wow, Stannis.
Because
you know what? They kind of made it seem as if you started to like Stannis from that. From the beginning of this season, you start to like him.
Mm.
It was like, yeah, I'll lend you some ships, Jon Snow. That's cool. Oh, yeah, I'm bonding with my daughter. That's all right. And then the next minute, he's setting her ablaze.
Well, I think they've tried to show the conflict in him, though, haven't they? Because realistically, Stannis was up against it, where it's like, basically, he's caught out in the middle of nowhere, the snow's falling, and him and both him and his men and everything else.
His men are mashup.
Yeah, they're going to die.
Got all
and Ramsay's coming in doing raids, so.
Ramsay's raiding, you know.
More fires.
Ramsay's just walking in raiding. Raided up camps, just like that, 20 men.
So basically, he's up against it, and the witch has told Stannis, basically, kill your daughter and you'll be king. So it's one of them, isn't it?
Boy, who'd you listen to when the times is tough and winter's come?
Well, arguably, if you were a Stannis fan, you could say, well, his daughter would have died anyway. But only she has to die.
I think she had a lot to bring. I thought she was going to play a big part in the future, especially if they were ever to kind of see Khaleesi. I was like, yeah, she's going to be involved in some sort of way. I used to think Stannis was the most boring character in Game of Thrones when they introduced him in like series 2, I think it was. I was like, this guy's boring. Every time they switched over to his story, I was like, this is rubbish. But it grew on me, especially with the witch story and the witch part of it. And then seeing his struggle and the decisions he had to make and the fact that he truly believed he's meant to be king. And you can see it out of everyone in Game of Thrones. He looks like he really wants it hard.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Sorry about that, mate. Undercut you there.
Oh, right.
No, yeah.
Don't worry
no,
about my point.
I agree. No, I do actually agree. In general, but that is what we love about Game of Thrones, isn't it? It's lots of conflicting characters and lots of great... Is there any predictions for last week's? For the last episode, which is next week?
I'm thinking predictions for the whole series. I'm thinking, right, Jon Snow is going to be the last one left. Yeah. I think he's gonna. He's
you know
gonna.
Nothing, Jon Snow.
Oh no, you know. I think Ygritte. I'm telling you, Jon Snow. He's gonna be king. He's gonna be king. Right. It's gonna be a battle between Jon Snow and a battle between Khaleesi. Fire and ice. Boom.
Yeah, dragon versus a crow.
That's
nice.
That's what it's gonna be. What's your predictions, man?
I think Jon Snow is a pretty important character, and he's gonna be right up there.
Yeah.
But you know what, Lionel? We've actually come to the end
of
the wonderful, wonderful John and I Know Live and Loud.
Oh, we can't stop it there.
Oh, we have to, unfortunately, you know, because people like to hear a little song for us to play them out to. Yeah. We've had a really good show today. I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, everyone, for sending in all your emails, your tweets and your Facebook messages. Great stuff, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a reminder that you can follow me on Twitter. I'm Johnny at Johnny I Cochran.
Ooh, nice. And you can follow me at Inel, Inel.
And you can follow us both at Johnny and Inel.
Yeah.
Apart from that, keep tuning into Foobar Radio. We're here every Thursday at 4 p.m.
That's right.
And even if you're not listening straight away, you can download the app and listen back at your leisure.
That's right.
Do
so
it.
Make sure you listen in and you tell your friends to tune in, download the app and get listening.
Yeah, if you're enjoying it, tell your friends and get them to be part of the show as well, because we want to hear from you.
Oh.
So we're going to play a little songs, play us out. One or two from you. What one do you want? Jada Kiss or Slack of the Beat?
Let's get some Jada Kiss up in here. Rocking with the best.
Okay, here it is, guys. This is Rocking with the Best, Jada Kiss. Make sure you tune in next week to Johnny and Inel live and loud.
Take care, guys.
Catch you later. This is Jada Kiss, Rocking with the Best.
Let's work. Yeah, we could do it up, just the two of us. Me and you, shorty, we don't need the crew with us. You know my hammer large, I'm the man in charge. I like your Louis bag, the monogram of flage. A little Zinfandel, a little ace of spade. I'ma roll the perp up, let you taste the haze. You know I gotta thug it, Olympic size swimming pool with the mosaic tiles at the bottom of it. You can spin and keep spinning, I ain't got a budget. I done put enough away that I ain't gotta touch it. Don't worry about nothing, kids got it covered. You're now rocking with the best, girl, gotta love it. Two-stepping with my gangsta self. Two-stepping with my gangsta self. Now rocking with the best, you don't need no help. Two-stepping with my gangsta self. Two-stepping with my gangsta self. Now rocking with the best, you don't need no help. When you at the top, there's no stopping it. Take a second, realize who you rocking with. Just notice the color card that you shopping with. Take pride in the joint when you mopping it. Kiss melts in your mouth like chocolate. Make sure it's hot whenever you dropping it. Right now we got billionaire guap to get. You ain't in the boys club, you just copped a fit. I'm two-stepping and honey popping it. Your first was the worst, now it's the opposite. Yes, I must confess, girl. You're now rocking with the best, girl. Two-stepping with my gangsta self. Two-stepping with my gangsta self. Now rocking with the best, you don't need no help. Two-stepping with my gangsta self. Two-stepping with my gangsta self. Now rocking with the best, you don't need no help.
Get your glass up, cause I'm back again. What a do, shawty, what's happening, man? You know this beat jamming, this your moment, boo. Everybody looking, what you blowing?
Now move closer for the one time, closer for the one time, closer for the one time.
On the kid.
One time, now drop it like you do it for the one time. Drop it like you do it for the two time. Drop it like you do it for the three time. Drop it like you do it for the.
We can stay around here, we can take a trip. I take you to the block, show you how I make it flip. And I spin it so fast, cause I make it quick. All I ever knew how to do was make them sick. Pop another bottle, mom, let's take a sip.
Close your eyes, blow the candles out, make a wish. And just forget about the rest of them. Cause you're now rocking with the best of them. Two-stepping with my gangsta self. Two-stepping with my gangsta self. Now rocking with the best. You don't need no help. Two-stepping with my gangsta self. Two-stepping with my gangsta self. Now rocking with the best. You don't need no help.